Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. As we begin, a little bit of housekeeping right here. There's any number of ways to access a podcast like this, as you've discovered. And so a lot of us, I believe, actually access it through social media. Like I post on Facebook, on several different Facebook pages, things like that. That's fine. That's good. But those are becoming less and less reliable. Just this last week, Facebook was down for a number of hours. It actually took me 2 or 3 days to get my personal account up and going again. Yeah. So it's not very reliable at all. And so I would suggest that you use some form of a podcast app. I actually record these things. I upload it, I'll put it that way, through a place called Podbean. Podbean. You can go to the Podbean website and find these podcasts. You can use their app. It's also on Spotify. Most everybody uses Spotify in one way or the other. And so you can find it there. And so, but any other app, any other way that you use, as a matter of fact, I access podcasts using the podcast app on my iPhone. Okay. And there's a proprietary podcast app there. So I use that. But I would encourage you to have at least a couple of ways because I've got news for you folks. Things are about to get even hairier. They're about to get even wilder. And that's not necessarily in a good way. There's going to be some extremely challenging things that are going to arise between now and, let's just say this time next year, the end of the year. I'm saying more than I know, okay? I don't know exactly what. I know why. I believe I know why. I would like to think I know the level and the extent to such would go, but I really don't think I do. I think it might be even worse than I think and worse than I imagine. But I know this. I know that we are the Lord's. And this very next psalm is a very well-known psalm, the first verse at least. As you noticed, a lot of these psalms, as you read them, you start singing them, don't you? Yeah, there's songs that go with all these things. And so this is the 27th psalm and the first verse. At the very beginning, it says, of David. So we know this is a psalm of David. And it says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? So let me read it again. He makes these statements. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And then he asks a question. Whom shall I fear? Then he makes another statement. The Lord is the defense of my life. And then asks another question. Whom shall I dread? Now just think about that, particularly in light of anticipating even more difficult and darker days yet to come. I mean, in the immediate future. Know this, that the Lord is our light. If you're a true believer, he is your light. And there's many scripture passages related to that. We saw it in Psalm 18 where he said, for you light my lamp, the Lord my God illumines my darkness. So the Lord's, many passages speak of the Lord lighting the path, making straight the way. Isaiah 60 says this, your sun will no longer set, nor will your moon wane. For you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be over. Note that there are days of mourning, but the Lord is our everlasting light, now and in days to come. Then in Micah chapter 7 says this, do not rejoice over me, O my enemy. Though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me. Yeah, so even though we may dwell in darkness, the Lord is our light. So what does it mean by dwelling in darkness? It means that you live in dark times. You live in a dark society. We're actually going to explore that locally as a body this coming fall. We're going to be teaching and preaching through the book of Daniel. And one major thing about Daniel, at least to me, is that Daniel shows you, by Daniel and his life, his example, that you can be a God-fearing, holy person and still be a bureaucrat. I used to say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. It's less tongue-in-cheek now, but it still is. Okay. Because Daniel was in three, maybe four, different governmental structures. They were all abject pagan structures. And yet God used him in amazing ways, not just for the people of the Lord, but for the world, for those who are unbelievers. The Lord is my light. But then also this, the Lord is my salvation in these dark times. In Exodus 15, you say this, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will extol him. Okay? The Lord is our salvation. We'll see more about this in Psalm 62, where it says, on God my salvation and my glory rest, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. The 118th Psalm talks about that. Also, Isaiah 33. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their strength every morning, our salvation also in the time of distress. Okay, in the time of distress. So whom shall I fear? And the unstated answer is you should fear no one. Why? Because the Lord is our light. And the Lord is our salvation. But then, the Lord is the defense of my life. And that defense can also be translated as refuge. The Lord is a refuge of my life. So, in light of that, whom shall I dread? 118th Psalm says, the Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So I think this is going to be a really, really important thing for us to keep in the forefront of our mind and our spirit, that the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is the defense of my life. So whom shall I fear? Whom shall I dread? Repeatedly through the scripture, we are told to fear not, to fear not, to fear not. Y'all have heard all that before. I've actually mentioned it before. You know, it's been said that the word fear appears 365 times in the scripture. Do not fear, do not fear, 365 times, once for each day. Well, maybe, I don't know. I haven't sat down and counted it. I'm not sure what English translation we're talking about, you know. But the idea, I understand what they're saying. We're told repeatedly by the Lord to fear not. Now, just take a moment. Why do you think God tells us that so often? Well, because our default response is going to be to fear. It may be the understandable fear that if an angel appears before you, you're immediately fearful and you don't know what to do. The angels always said what? Fear not, fear not. It may be the fear that God has instilled within mankind and created within us since the time we rebelled against him, that if I'm walking along and I encounter a copperhead, that in fear, I'm doing the backward moonwalk snake dance, you know, getting away from that. It may be that. But here what he's talking about is, whom shall I fear? There is no one I should fear. Whom shall I dread? There's no one we should dread. Now, let me close with this thought. If we choose fear, if we choose dread, we've chosen idolatry. If we choose fear and we choose dread, we haven't chosen the Lord. We've done what Peter did. Yeah, Lord, you're my light, my salvation, my defense, but... Remember when Jesus said, Peter said, Lord, no, Lord, no. In other words, if we say, oh yeah, he's my light, my salvation, my defense, but then we choose fear and we choose dread, then what have we done? We've rejected that which we have declared. Now, it's something I think that we have to do thought by thought, moment by moment, day by day. Let's do it starting today, okay? Choose light, choose salvation, choose defense. Reject fear, reject dread. We'll talk more about this as we go along. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all later. Goodbye.